As we begin the study of God's Word tonight, I would just want to take a couple of minutes to remind you of what we looked at this morning. I don't want you to turn right now to these scriptures because we're not going to spend much time on that, but let me just mention that this morning we tried to study from 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 23, where the Word of God says, "Sing unto the Lord all the earth, show forth from day to day His salvation." Sing unto the Lord all the earth, show forth from day to day His salvation. That is, that every day of our lives, day by day, every day we're to show forth that God has saved us from our sins. We're to manifest, by the way that we live, we're to manifest and prove and show that we are children of God. That as God, who is light, has quickened us, that we're to walk as children of light. We're to let our light shine. We're to show forth that we are saved, that we are redeemed. And then we looked at Psalm 96, the 96th Psalm and second verse, where the Word of God says, "Sing unto the Lord, bless His name, show forth His salvation from day to day." And I know you could see that as being exactly the same thing. I understand that, but what I want us to understand is that not only are we to show forth day by day His salvation, that we are saved eternally, but we need to be showing forth His salvation day by day, that God is saving us day by day. There are many other times other than when Christ died on the cross of Calvary. There are many, many other times that Christ saves us. And that daily saving, Him saving us day by day, we're to show forth not only that He saved us, but we're to show forth and manifest and declare and proclaim that God is saving us every day. God's delivering us. There are so many different things that God delivers us from. We need to pray, "God, please open my eyes and help me to see that You are saving us day by day. You're delivering us from all kinds of problems every day." Not just to see that God is saving us every day, but also to see that we are to be showing forth, we're to be showing forth His salvation day by day. We're to be talking about how God has saved us, but that how He is saving us every day. I want us to go tonight to begin with to Psalm, back up in your Bible just a moment, to Psalm 71. Back up, please, to Psalm 71. And I believe that this is another scripture that teaches that we're to show forth, not just that we are saved, not just that we're to let our light shine because we've been redeemed by the blood of Christ, but we're to show forth His salvation day by day, and that the number of times that He saves us is beyond our understanding. Now let me just reiterate one thing here, because I think it would be very easy to misunderstand what I'm saying. I am not saying that God has saved us, and unless He keeps saving us, we're going to die and go to hell. Not saying that at all. We have been redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. We are kept by the power of God. We are preserved in Christ Jesus. The Apostle Paul said, "I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, that nothing shall separate us from the love of God." So I'm not talking about Him saving us like that, and Him having to keep doing things to keep us saved. That eternal salvation is complete. But I'm talking about that in our lives, we need saving, we need delivering from a lot of problems and troubles and persecutions every day. And that's what we're looking at now tonight further. Psalm 71, I want you to notice in Psalm 71 and verse 15. Did you know that today God has saved me today? You know, so many times people say, "Have you been saved?" Well, let me tell you, I've been saved eternally. I've been saved from eternal hell to eternal heaven. But I want you to know that I need to be telling people when they want to know, "Have I been saved?" I need to be declaring not only has He saved me eternally, but God is saving me every day from many different problems and situations. Psalm 71, now verse 15. The Word of God says that the psalmist says, "My mouth shall show forth Thy righteousness and Thy salvation." Now what did 1 Chronicles 16 say? What did 1 Chronicles 16, verse 23 say? It said, show forth day by day, what? His salvation. The fact that you're saved eternally, you show that forth every day. What did Psalm 96, verse 2 say? It said, show forth His salvation day by day. Show forth that He is saving you and delivering you every day. And now the psalmist in Psalm 71:15 says, my mouth shall show forth thy righteousness and thy salvation all the day. You know, it's not like just every day I'm going to talk a little bit about it. But he says, all day long I'm going to be declaring the fact that God has saved and is saving me every day. He says, my mouth shall show forth thy salvation and thy righteousness and thy salvation all the day. Now listen to the last expression in Psalm 71 verse 15. He says, for I know not the numbers thereof. What do you think he means? When he says in the last part of Psalm 71 15, when he says, I know not the numbers thereof, what do you think he's talking about? I don't know how many times God saved me today. I have no idea. I can't count how many times. I don't even know all the time. Sometimes God has saved us from trouble and problems and we weren't even aware that the trouble was there. There are so many times every day that we don't realize that God is protecting us and delivering us from calamity and we don't even recognize it. And I think that's what the psalmist is saying here. But he's saying, I'm going to show forth thy righteousness and thy salvation all the day, for I know not the numbers thereof. I can't begin to tell you how many times God has helped and delivered. You know what the word, give me another word for saved. Give me another word besides saved that's synonymous. Okay, delivered. I think that's the main thing. Especially when you look at the Old Testament, you'll find so many times that David talks about how God delivered him, and it comes from the exact same word when he talks about how God saved him. I just think that all of God's children need to understand there are many other salvations taught in the Word of God other than eternal salvation. And we need to, I think it will cause me to praise God more and more when I think about God saving me or delivering me, when I see that it's not limited to one time He saved me, but I see that He is saving me every day. And the psalmist says, I'm praising God, I'm showing forth with my mouth. My mouth shall show forth thy righteousness and thy salvation all the day. He says, for I know not the numbers thereof. Now, is there more than one? Now, right in this verse, how does he say he's going to show forth his salvation, God's salvation? What's he say? All right, that's how long is all the day, but how is he going to show it forth? With his mouth. And that's the first thing I want you to, again, I want to reiterate that just a moment. That with our mouth, again, I've heard Brother Ken, and I've heard several people during this past week who have seen the power of God protecting them and protecting their homes and protecting the school buildings and things, that they have said God's hedge was around us. His protective hand was there. You know what they're doing? They're showing forth with their mouth. They're declaring with their mouth the power of God, the protecting hand of God. They're saying, God saved my home. God saved our school. God saved, God delivered that and delivered us from all that we've been through. So he says, with my mouth, I'm going to show forth thy righteousness and thy salvation all the day. Well, I don't know how many times he's done it. I don't know how many things he's done, but I know he's done a lot of things. And even though I can't see everything he's doing for me, I can't see all the ways he has saved me. I see many ways that he has saved me. I just want to pause right here. I just want somebody to tell me some way that God has saved you today. And it doesn't have to be something like saving you in an automobile wreck or something like that. But just think, there are so many ways that God saves us that we don't even realize every day. There are common ways that He delivers us all every day. Somebody tell me some ways that God saved you today. He's delivered you today. Sister Michelle? That's exactly right. Listen, brethren, it doesn't take anything other than God removing His restraining grace and any one of us would go away from God. Did you know that? Without God touching our hearts, you and I would not be in the house of God. We would not be here, and we can turn against the church, and we can turn against the truth, and we can turn against God, except God keep our hearts. And that's something that David often prayed. He said, God, keep my heart. He said, preserve my heart. Protect my heart. And that's the salvation. And we need to thank the Lord that our heart is still toward God and that we haven't turned away from God. And if God ever lets go of us and if God ever stops moving in us, we will go away from God. So God save you. If you love God tonight and you have feeling for God and feelings for the church, you need to thank God for that, because I'm telling you tonight, there are some people that are not here tonight that today told me they're having major problems in their life and they didn't know if they could keep serving the Lord. Now listen, brethren, that's serious problems. Did you know that's a serious problem? That's more serious. I'd rather have cancer than to get away from God. Did you know that? I'd rather have cancer and feel God's presence than to lose what I've had with God. And there's some serious problems. And Sister Michelle hit the nail on the head when she says, that's the way God has saved me. My heart wants to be in God's house. God has spared me from going and being snared by the devil and being destroyed. Can God destroy anybody's life here? Do you think I can go off the deep end and be gone tomorrow? Do you think I can leave my wife and do something completely crazy? Yes, sir, I can. Except for the grace of God, it can happen to any one of us. You know what we need to thank the Lord for? That day by day, He's saving us. He's keeping us. He's preserving us. He's helping us not to go astray. Somebody else tell me another way that God saved you today. Okay, little Michael is still healthy. And listen, that's every day. I don't know whether y'all remember, but when Bryson was born, Bryson was healthy and went along good for a while. Do you remember, Melissa? That after a while, he started shaking and he started having some mini seizures. And did you know that had it not been for God's healing hand and him touching Bryson's body, did you know that he would have major problems today? God intervened. God delivered. God helped. Sister Sarah? Say it again. I just couldn't hear. Say it, brother. Oh, He let us live today. Yes, He spared our lives. Every one of us is alive because God let us live today. It's another day. You know, the Bible says this. The Bible says, teach us to number our days. Did you know you ought to do that? There are some of you that I've been in your homes and I've seen on your calendars that every day that you live, I see a big X through that day. You know what you're doing when you do that? And there used to be, the first time I ever saw that happen, there was a dear saint out at Baptist Village that every day that was gone, there was a big X on the calendar there. And I said, I don't remember her first name, but it was a Sister Eberhardt. I said, Sister Eberhardt, it wasn't Sister Daisy, it was her cousin. I said, why is it you have these big X's on these days? She said, because God's Word says, teach us to number our days and apply our hearts unto wisdom. And she said, every day that goes by, when I put that X there, I first of all thank God for blessing me to live another day. But she said, I also ask myself this question, have I applied my heart to wisdom? See, he says, the Word of God says, teach us to number our days and to apply our hearts unto wisdom. You think that would make a difference in your life if you took a calendar and every day you realize another day is gone? Another day is in the past. What did I do today? Did I today? Well, let me back up. Today, did God deliver me and save me today? Did He save me from problems today? Yes. Well, what does the text say? It says, show forth. Listen. He says, show forth thy salvation day by day. Show forth God's salvation day by day. And so it is that we need to thank God He spared our lives through another day. Somebody tell me another way that God saved you today. Say it again. Okay, by being able to breathe. See, most of you don't know what it's like to not be able to breathe. But I don't know of any worse hell on this earth than when you're suffocating. I'd rather have my finger caught in a vise and it just get tighter and tighter than for me not to be able to breathe. I've been there when I was suffocating and even taking oxygen and everything else. I still could not breathe. And Sister Cindy has more of a breathing problem than anybody I know. And when she's able to breathe, she thanks the Lord for that. If you're able to breathe, you need to thank the Lord for that. Somebody else tell me another way that God saved you, Brother Jerry. Yes. the Lord has saved every one of us today from being tempted to the degree that we went away. The carnality of this world. Is the devil continuously tempting us to get away from God and get away from the people of God? And all those temptations are out there, and the only reason you haven't yielded to those temptations, don't ever sit back and sit in self-righteous judgment against those that do yield to temptation. I want us to all understand tonight that if it weren't for the grace of God, you and I would also yield to those temptations and be destroyed. God has saved us from yielding to temptation. Did you know without the grace of God and the power of God, I cannot resist temptation? And without the grace of God and the power of God, you can't resist temptation. So every one of us tonight needs to thank the Lord for giving us the grace to be able to resist various kinds of temptations this day. Somebody else tell me a way that you've been saved today. Sister Logan? Okay, we haven't gotten hurt today. We're still healthy. We haven't had any sickness and no physical problems. No one has gotten hurt today. Do you see that as we look at God's Word, we can think, you know, Brother Bud, this past week, he's got a Band-Aid on his thumb today. He was, I believe, using a table saw and was pushing a board through, and the board kicked back, and they thought it broke his thumb, and he was in the emergency room with that, and he was in the emergency room another day this week with high blood pressure. Listen, brethren, the only reason he didn't lose his hand and the only reason he didn't lose his life when he was working on that table saw is that God's protective hedge was around about him. The only reason he didn't have a stroke when he had that high blood pressure was because of God's saving him. God's saving him day by day. And that's true of every one of us, that God is saving us day by day. Now what's the text say? The text says, show forth, that is, manifest and prove and declare and talk about with your mouth. He says here, David says in Psalm 71:15, with my mouth I'm going to declare, I'm going to show forth the righteousness of God and His salvation all the day. For I can't count how many things God has done for me today. Boy, I believe David right here, I believe he had a thankful heart on this occasion in his life. It was one of those occasions when he was just so full. Are there times in your life that you're just so full of gratitude to God that you feel like David when he said, my cup runneth over? Well, that's the way it is with every one of us every day, even though we don't recognize it someday. So we need to show forth God's salvation day by day. He's saving us day by day. Now, go with me in your Bibles to Psalm 34. Back up just a moment to Psalm 34. Please look at this. In Psalm 34, listen to verses. Aren't you glad you can face... You know, we sing that song, I don't know about tomorrow, I just live from day to day. You know why I can face tomorrow? It's because I believe God is going to be with me tomorrow. One of the songs we sang tonight is, He never will forsake. He never will forsake. Though the way be dark, yet the Lord has said, He never will forsake His own. Now that's daily salvation. Him saving us day by day. Listen in Psalm 34. Psalm 34, listen first to verse 17. I want to read three verses of Scripture here, and I want you to know in every verse he's talking about God saving us. He uses different words. He says, deliver, and then save, and then deliver. Psalm 34, listen to verse 17. He says, the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. Now, what do the righteous do? What's the first thing he says? The righteous do what? Cry. Why do they cry? And this isn't just talking about tears running down your face. This is talking about crying to God, calling upon God. Tell me, why do the righteous cry? It's because they have troubles. Well, I thought if you served the Lord, you weren't going to have any troubles. Did you know there's a false theology today that if you walk down the aisle and you join the church and you become a Christian, that you're not going to have any more troubles? That's a doctrine of the devil, brethren. When you serve the Lord, you're going to have trouble. If you don't serve the Lord, you're going to have trouble. The difference is when you have trouble and you're trying to serve the Lord, God has said, I will be with you and I will help you in your troubles. So it says here, the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth. Did you know there are some people, God will not hear their prayers? This righteous is not talking about the righteousness that's because of the blood of Christ. It's the righteousness that's because we've been keeping His commandments. The Word of God talks about that the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. A righteous person that's under consideration there and here is one that's trying to walk in obedience to the teachings and commandments of God. Am I saying that they're perfect? No, they're not perfect. Nobody's perfect. But it's somebody that's striving for perfection. And it says, the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth. Does the Lord hear your prayers? Listen, are there times the Lord doesn't hear your prayers? Let me just reverse that question. Have you ever had times in your life that the Lord did not hear your prayers? Well, have you? Yes, there have been many times in my life that the Lord did not hear my prayers. What causes the Lord not to hear our prayers? Unrighteousness. That's right, sin. The Word of God says that Jesus said, whosoever confesseth me before men, him will I confess before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever denieth me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. Did you know if I don't try to serve the Lord, you know what God will do to me? God will cut me off. Jesus Christ, who loved me so much that He gave His life for me, Jesus will cut me off and He will not carry my prayers to the Father. The only mediator between God and man is Jesus Christ. And Jesus says if we're going to deny Him before men, if we're not going to declare His goodness, if we're not going to declare His righteousness, if we're not going to talk about His salvation day by day, you go ahead and be quiet. You close your mouth and see what happens when you don't talk about the goodness of God. God will cut you off. The righteous, what does God promise He will do? He will hear. You read Proverbs chapter 1, and you'll find that God's Word teaches that God says, because I have called unto you, and you would not answer. I've called unto you, and you would not hear. He says, I'm going to send a calamity in your life, and you're going to call on me, and I will not hear your prayers. And many people don't think that's the God of 2007, but it's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. You go home and read Proverbs chapter 1, verses 21 through the end of the chapter, and you'll find out the Word of God declares plainly that when we walk against God's Word and ways, He will turn His back on us. It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Do you love God? Do you fear God? You better be fearing God as well as loving God. The righteous cry, look again at Psalm 34, verse 17. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of their troubles. Do the righteous have troubles? But what do they do then when they have troubles? What do? They cry to the Lord, and what does God do? He hears their cry, and what else does God do? He delivereth them out of their troubles. What's the other word that's the same as delivereth? He delivereth them out of their troubles. What's the other word? He saveth them. Look at verse 18. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as are of a contrite spirit. Listen, brethren, when we have a broken heart and a contrite spirit, God listens, God hears, God is touched with the feeling of our infirmities. And what does He say? And saveth such are as of a contrite spirit. God saves. What are we talking about? We're talking about Him saving us day by day. We're talking about the fact not only that He saves us day by day, but we're to show forth His salvation day by day. Now, verse 19, the Word of God says, many, and listen, brethren, this is important for everybody here to remember. The Word of God says, many are the afflictions of the righteous. Are you going to have trouble if you try to serve the Lord? Well, the Bible says, many are the afflictions of the righteous. Was Job a righteous man? The Word of God says there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. That man was perfect and upright, a man that feared God and shunned evil. You know what Job said? Job said, man that is born of woman is a few days and full of trouble. Did he know about troubles? But what else did he know? He didn't only know that man's life that loves the Lord is full of troubles, but he knew what the Word of God declares here. Many are the afflictions. Have you ever noticed that some of the most godly people on this earth suffer so much? Have you ever noticed that? I've noticed that tremendously, over and over and over again. I got an email, Brother Dan and Sister Ruth Haygood. They came down here when the group came from Thomaston. Did you know that he has had cancer, she has had cancer, and now their grandson, 22 years old, just finishing up college, an extremely athletic young man, runs in marathons, just ran in the Boston Marathon, runs in all kinds of marathons, and he just found out he has a cancer called Ewing carcinoma, and that cancer, only 200 cases, an extremely rare cancer, only 200 cases a year, and he's been given a very short time to live except for the intervening hand of God. Now listen, brethren, I want you to look at his email and what he's saying. I'd love for you to read it. I read it last night about 11:30. That young man has his faith and his confidence in God. He's giving glory to God. He says that when people ask him, "How sick are you?" and talk about how he's sick, he says, "I'm not sick. I'm in a war. I'm in a battle." You know, that's a good attitude to have. I'm in a battle. I'm in a war. And did you know there are a lot of other soldiers that are standing behind that soldier that's in that war? There are a lot of people that hearts are touched because of that young man having that cancer. The couple that was mentioned this morning, the Davis couple, I believe it lives at Hortense, that lost their second daughter. Isn't that right? This is their second daughter that they've lost in a wreck in the past 2 or 3 months. Isn't that correct? Sir? Ma'am? In 6 weeks. This is their last child. They only had 2 children. They lost their first child. They lost one child 6 weeks ago. They lost the second child in a wreck last night or night before Friday night, Saturday night. I want you to think about that, brethren. That is major trouble. Except for the grace of God, you and I could lose all of our children. Did you know that you just losing one child, it is almost impossible for a family to get over losing one child. The divorce rate where one child dies is astronomical. It's in the 90th percentile. There are very, very few families that ever lose a child in death that ever make it through that. Because the emotional stress, like Sister Ruth just said, it's beyond what anybody can comprehend. You can think about how horrible it would be to lose a child. You don't know anything about the pain. But what does the Scripture say right here? It says, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all." Over and over. Do you have afflictions? Do all of you have afflictions and problems? Is there anybody here that doesn't have a problem at all? Anybody here that doesn't have a problem? You see, everybody here has problems. Some people have many problems. And some people are trying to help carry the load of many other people that have problems. And when you know about people that are having major problems, very difficult to try to work with them and help them. But listen, brethren, I know somebody that can help. And you know somebody that can help. And you know somebody that does help. The only one who can help is God. It's just like those people from FEMA and GEMA and all those other forestry people said Friday night at the Waycross Middle School Auditorium. They said, "We're doing everything we can, but unless God helps us, we can't stop this fire." Listen, brethren, there's problems too big for you and me to handle. Did you know that? There's big problems in this world. And you're going to have some big problems in your life. You know, we have little problems and big problems, don't we? Some people have little problems, but listen, you live long enough, you're going to have some major problems in your life. "Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord..." What's the next word right there? "But the Lord what? The Lord delivereth him out of them all." Do you see that? What's that word "deliver" mean? Saves. Or does he save you a bunch of times? Is that word, is the Word of God teaching here, God saves you many times? Are we talking about eternal salvation when he saves you many times? No. We're talking about show forth. What does the text in Psalm 96:2 say? It says, "Show forth his salvation day by day." Tell everybody. Show it. Show not only tell everybody about how God's delivering you day by day, but listen, you show your gratitude to God. Did you know you being in God's house tonight, you know what you're doing? You're showing forth His salvation day by day. You know what you're doing by being in God's house tonight? You're declaring, I love God. Listen, I wonder sometimes, and I'm not sure the answer to this question, but there are some Sunday nights I'm so tired and I'm so weary that I wonder, if I was the preacher, would I go to church tonight? Have you ever been there? You ever felt like you just couldn't go? You just were too tired to go. You just couldn't go. And I know many times, and I know probably today, some of you are so tired, I know some of you have been through a lot today, but listen, you put forth a special effort to be in God's house tonight. You know what that did? You were showing forth God's salvation day by day. And you look to God to give you the strength and grace to come tonight. And I thank God and God's well pleased. You know what God says to His people when they put forth a special effort? God says, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. You know what the joy of the Lord is? What's another thing? What's it called? It's called the kingdom of heaven. Have you ever dwelt in the kingdom of heaven? Have you ever had God say, come on in. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Well, it's because you've done something good. Well done. Listen, brethren, you're not going to hear those words in the final resurrection. Everybody listen carefully in closing. You're not going to hear that in the final resurrection. In the final resurrection, God's not going to say to anybody on this earth, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I'll make thee rule over many things. Enter into eternal heaven. He's not going to say that. Do you know why you're going to be in eternal heaven? Tell me, Brother Richard, tell me why you're going to be in eternal heaven.
Grace of God.
Amen. The grace of God. It's not going to be one thing you did, not one iota. It's 100% the grace of God, the mercy of God, the love of God, the blood of Jesus Christ. He's not going to tell any of you, you did good down here, so go to heaven. He's not going to tell any of you, when we get to heaven, you've been good, so I'm going to give you a crown, and you a crown. Oh, you didn't do quite as good. I'm not going to give you a crown. Not going to be any big eyes and little U's. When you get to eternal heaven, listen, brethren, eternal heaven, the Word of God says, is by grace. And did you know what's going to happen in the final resurrection? We're going to be conformed, listen carefully, we're going to be conformed to the image of the Son of God. We're going to be made absolutely perfect. Can you improve on perfection? You can't improve on perfection. And that's the way it's going to be in heaven. He's going to save us one day, isn't He? Everybody hear what I just said? He already has. But now listen. Here's what 2 Corinthians 1:10. I'll just close with this one verse of Scripture. The Word of God says in 2 Corinthians 1:10, He says, we trust in God. Listen to the wording now. Listen to the wording. Who hath delivered us from so great a death. What salvation is that? Eternal salvation. Who hath delivered us from so great a death. Who doth deliver, what's that? Day by day. Who doth deliver, in whom we trust He will yet deliver us. Listen, brethren, in the final resurrection, He's going to deliver me for the last time. He's going to save me. If I've already died and my body's in the grave, you know what He's going to do? He's going to save me. He's going to deliver me. He's going to raise me up. And He's going to cause this body to be conformed to the image of the Son of God, taken home to be with the Lord forever. What a glorious day that's going to be when He saves me the last time. But listen, while I live on this earth, I need to know He saved me at Calvary, and I need to show forth. Day by day, I need to show forth His salvation. And I need to show forth His salvation day by day, show forth that daily He's saving me. And I need to look forward to the fact and declare the fact one day Jesus is coming back and He's going to save me one last time. He's going to deliver me from this world and take me to a place that He's prepared for me already. May God help us to show forth His salvation day by day and show forth day by day His salvation is my prayer for Christ's sake.